Hachette Audio presents Designated Daughters, written and read by Margaret Marin. Includes a Mac and PC compatible PDF of supplemental content. For John and Andrea, with so very much love. Acknowledgements. My continuing gratitude to the three who have been my go-to sources almost from the very beginning. District Court Judges Shelley S. Holt and Rebecca W. Blackmore, and John W. Smith, Director of the Administrative Office of the Court, NCAOC. District Court Judge Shelley DeVouge has become their local backup. Thanks also to Patricia Sprinkle, Joan Hess, Larry Duran, Katie Munger, and especially Sarah Ferris Smith for sharing their stories.
Chapter 1. What shall we say of lawyers? Cicero. Wednesday morning, and we were nearing the end of jury selection for a civil case, when the rear door of my courtroom opened and several people entered. In the quietness of the courtroom, as they took seats in an empty bench to the left of the jury pool, I heard a faint squeaking sound, but I couldn't determine its source. The latecomers ranged in age from late teens to a wizened old man in a wheelchair. I recognized only one of the group, Marilyn Mulholland, who owns a printing company here in town. She had printed up my business cards back when I was still in private practice.